Have you ever been asked the question, what can I wake you up for in the middle of the night? I feel like it's such a simple question, but it can tell a lot about someone. And for the record, I love sleeping. So if you're gonna wake me up for something at 3 a.m, it better be good. I'm not just gonna wake up for anything. And although it's a rhetorical question, I feel like it needs to be reasonable. I mean, anyone would want to wake up for $1 million, right? So it has to be realistic. And I feel like it would be the perfect question for you guys to get to know me a little bit better, since this is my first episode back on the podcast. So hi, if you're new here, my name's Kimberly. I've been doing this little podcast thing for a year, and then I kind of quit for a year. So this is my first episode back. I'm going to be doing one episode every week, and that's going to be on YouTube. This is a new thing for me where I'm going to be using a video format so you guys can actually see me and you guys can comment under the video. So we have a little bit more interaction going on, which I love. I'd love to hear your guys' opinion about the podcast, questions you have for me, anything really. So don't be shy and comment under the video if you want. And also, if you're listening, hi, maybe you're listening on Apple Podcasts or maybe you're listening on Spotify, welcome back. Don't forget to subscribe so you can be a part of my little Never Not Thinking bubble, and you'll get a notification every time I upload a new episode. And let's just dive into the subject of today, which is things that you could wake me up for in the middle of the night. Let's talk about it. So the first thing you can always wake me up for in the middle of the night, no matter what the time is a good shopping spree. I feel like this is kind of an obvious one. I feel like a lot of people love shopping, but there's just something about having a good shopping spree, getting a little coffee, a little matcha, I don't know, stroll around the city, go into like cute little boutiques and just have the best time. I feel like shopping is such a unique experience because you kind of get, I don't know, you kind of get that like dopamine rush from it where it feels like you're like treasure hunting. And the girlies will get me on this one. I once saw this post saying that it's natural for women to feel good when shopping because we used to be gatherers, right? Like you'd have the men would be hunting, the women would be gathering, and it's like this instinct that we have. And I thought that was kind of funny. Obviously, I don't know if it's true, but I feel like that's kind of a funny way to describe it. It does feel like that. Like when I'm shopping, it feels like I'm kind of collecting things and I'm looking for something. And you know when you're looking for that one piece of clothing and you're like browsing every shop to see if they have that one perfect thing that you're looking for, and then you find it and it's the most euphoric feeling ever. I love that. I'm a simple girl. I love that. So next thing on my list is a surprise trip. If you were to wake me up in the middle of the night saying, let's pack your things, let's go to the airport, I would be like, on it. You can always like wake me up for a trip. I mean, that would be the best thing ever. I just feel like I would be so immensely stressed because I'd have to pack my things all of a sudden. And I don't know, I feel like my stuff is always in the wash. I only ever really wash something if I know I'm going to be needing it later. That's, wow, the confessions are coming out quick this episode. I know I would be stressed, but I also feel like I would be really, really excited to go on that trip. And you could definitely wake me up for that. Get me some breakfast though, because I'm going to be hangry if I'm not going to get any food in me before we get into that plane. So please, by any means, wake me up. Another thing you can wake me up for in the middle of the night is Jellycats. I know Labubus are kind of the thing right now. Or not anymore, I guess. I think the trend is kind of over. Or like maybe like a Sunny Angel or something. Just give me my Jellycats. I love my Jellycats. I feel like Jellycats will always be trending because they're just so damn cute. And if you were to gift me one in the middle of the night, I would love you for life. Literally would love you for life. I keep all my Jellycats in my bed. I know that sounds a little bit childish maybe, but I don't care. They are my babies. They belong in my bed and I will always keep them there. So every night when we go to bed, like my boyfriend will sleep here and I will sleep here and the Jellycats will be in the middle all cozy. There's a few Jellycats in particular that are on my wish list. One of them is the Stormy Cloud. Like he's kind of upset. He's kind of like Well, he's a storm cloud, so I mean, of course, he's upset. He's full of rain, I guess, and storms. I think that one is so cute, so that's on my wish list. I would also love to have the peach jelly cat. It's so fuzzy, it's so cute. I haven't been able to find it anywhere. But yeah, hopefully I'll come across it one day. I know I can order them online, but I feel like it's just part of the fun to kind of, I don't know, jelly cats, you just have to find them in real life. It's like I said before, it's like a little treasure hunt. Another one that's on my wish list is the birthday jelly cat. I feel like it's such a classic, but it's so cute. And I also don't have a bashful bunny yet, so jelly cats are the way to go. They are the way into my heart. Something else that you could definitely wake me up for in the middle of the night is a good Italian or Neapolitan pizza. I don't know how to pronounce that. From Napoli, I guess. It's like a specific kind of pizza. Good mozzarella cheese, good tomato sauce, a little bit of basil. What else is on there? Tomato? No, there's no tomato on there. I think that's it, actually. I would devour that in a minute. Literally, I love pizza. I'm not big on like a pizza that's full of toppings. I guess you would call that like an American style pizza. I just love my Italian pizza. I want the thin crust, or not too thin, actually, just like a regular crust. I think the simpler the better, baked in like a stone oven. Yes. Yeah. Wake me up for that, please. Oh my God. Can you imagine? You're sleeping in the middle of the night. It's like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and somebody comes in your room with a fresh baked pizza, and you smell like the pizza, and like you wake up to it, and like the first thing you can do is eat pizza. This is my dream, honestly. Another thing you could really wake me up for is having a little skincare party with friends. Wake me up with a hot tea and a little sheet mask. I mean, I'm already cozy. I'm already in my cozy pajamas. I'm already in bed. I think that would be the perfect setting to have like a little skincare party. I feel like I would fall right back to sleep though. Like I'd have my mask on and just be sleeping away. I recently actually slept with a sheet mask on, but it was an overnight mask. I was meant to sleep in it. It was that viral one from TikTok. I don't know what it's called anymore. And it was supposed to be this really good collagen mask, and I would like be waking up with glowing plump skin. I had such high expectations for it, and I wasn't necessarily uncomfortable while wearing it, but of course you're always going to be more comfortable without a sheet mask on your face. And I was just really hoping that it would do something for my face, especially since I've been dealing with hormonal acne a lot lately. So I had really high hopes for it, and then I woke up and it did exactly nothing but give me another pimple. So maybe I wouldn't want to fall asleep with a sheet mask, and maybe it wouldn't be the best thing ever, but I feel like I would be having a good time. So yeah, definitely wake me up for that. Next up on my list would be if my mom and dad were to visit me. That sounds really odd, I know, but I live 40 minutes away from my parents, so I don't see them that much. I see them about once a week, or maybe once every 2 weeks. And I really do try to see them more often, but sometimes life just gets in the way. I do have a really good bond with my parents, and I love them very much. So I feel like if they were to show up in the middle of the night, I would love that. I don't know exactly in what scenario they would be waking me up in the middle of the night just to come over. I mean, maybe they would give me that surprise trip. Who knows? Oh, and my brother could be there too, of course. And I think the last thing on my list would be a good matcha latte. I love matcha. I've been obsessed with it for about maybe 4 years now, and I feel like it's gotten a lot of hype lately. We see it everywhere on the news. Matcha is in really high demand, and farmers are really struggling to keep up with that demand. But I feel like I don't want to be like that pick-me girl. Like, oh my God, I drank it 4 years ago, and now all of a sudden it's trending. Like, I don't mean that at all. If anything, I love that matcha is finally getting the attention it deserves. I feel like it's just as good, or maybe even better than coffee. I mean, they both have their moments, I guess. I love me a good coffee as well sometimes. I think I really mastered the way that I make it. I feel like every time my friends come over and I make them a matcha, they're always like, oh my God, it's really good. And I take a lot of pride in that. So definitely you could wake me up for a matcha, but maybe, I don't know who would make it. I feel like I would have to make it myself because my boyfriend doesn't really know how to. I taged him once and I feel like none of it stuck with him. So I feel like he would have to wake me up and then I would have to go to the kitchen and make myself one, drink it, and then go back to sleep, I guess. Which wouldn't be an issue for me because for some reason, caffeine doesn't do anything for me. I have ADHD and I once read that caffeine kind of has the opposite effect on someone with ADHD, which is really interesting. So I would go right back to sleep. Sometimes I do really envy people who do get energy from caffeine, because the only thing it does for me, unfortunately, is give me heart palpitations. And that's the worst feeling in the world. It often pairs with anxiety, which is really not fun. So I do try to only have one cup of matcha or coffee per day. And that has really been working for me. So yeah, I could just go right back to sleep after that and I would be fine. All right, so I think that's it. That's my list of things you could wake me up for in the middle of the night, or at least it's everything I can think of right now. If I'll add anything to the list, I'll definitely let you guys know. But for now, I just hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please don't forget to subscribe. You can do that on YouTube, or you can subscribe or even leave a rating on YouTube. Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I would really appreciate that. And definitely leave me a comment because I would love to hear what you guys think. Are you happy with this YouTube format, or do you listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts? Let me know. I would love to know which platform works the best for my podcast and what you guys prefer. And if you really aren't sick of me yet, you can also follow me on multiple platforms, such as TikTok under the name Kimberly Meese. That's my full name. Two S's at the end. And then you can also find me on Instagram. It's Kimberly Meese, but with one S at the end. And of course, you can also find the podcast on Instagram. That's at the NNT podcast. Anyways, maybe this episode made you think about your 3 a.m. things. If it did, let me know. I would love to know what your things are, what your list contains. And if you're listening to this at night, go to bed. It's late. You need your rest. You can think about your list in the morning, but do let me know. Anyways, thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. See you later. Bye.